Right. Episode 3.
We're here.
I'm Kid Fury.
I'm Crystal.
And this is The Read.
Back again.
How does this keep happening?
I don't know, but I'm so thrilled.
Like, how did we not get fired yet?
I don't know, but let's just keep riding until the wheels fall off.
Yeah, we're just going to keep doing this until they tell us to leave.
Yeah.
All right. So pop culture stuff.
Woo! I'm so excited.
You're really not.
No,
first
I
of
am.
All, I want the world to know before we even dive in.
Okay.
That Crystal has created a masterpiece that sits atop her head. And you can't see it. But when you do, she's giving you Crown Royal on Ice, Jill Scott tease.
Woo, I hate you.
You look sickening. Okay.
Thanks, boo.
Gossip. First of all, have you heard that Tamar Braxton is pregnant?
I did hear that. I did not realize that different species could mate, but I did hear that.
You know what?
I'm so excited for her. I heard she's actually in her third trimester.
How did that even... First of all, I would like to address the manner in which she announced her pregnancy.
Because how did that happen?
Sat upon the stage at Good Morning America and said, with her like entire, all 18 of her sisters and her mama sitting over there still looking tired from giving birth to all these babies.
You know, she stays looking exhausted. Like, why the fuck did I have all these kids?
Anyway, she sat there and the first thing she said to the host is, I have a love on top. I'm pregnant.
Why is everybody a Beyonce stan?
Like, what? Why did you have to say, I have a love on top?
Like, I don't even think that's what Beyonce meant in the song.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she didn't.
Like, I mean, I get it.
She just chose that song to announce that she was pregnant.
Okay, I actually like Tamar, so let me not give her too much.
Why?
Well, I don't like her. I mean, she's not, you know, my mama or Beyonce, but she, she's okay. She's a lot extra. She's kind of like
a lot.
She's kind of like a drag queen with a real vagina. But I don't hate her.
She disgusts me.
Why?
She's just so extra and so gay. Like, she's so, like, everything about her is so LGBT. And I want to know why. Like, and she's just like, it's like she swallows a bag of crack every morning when she wakes up. And she speaks about herself. She speaks in the third person. That, I hate that people do that.
Yeah, that gets on my nerves.
You're not Mojo Jojo. Like, what the fuck?
I hate you.
I just want, first of all, to know how this pregnancy came about.
You know what? I didn't want to ask, but like the logistics of this kind of, they just escaped me. Like, what? Like, Tamar and Vince... Certainly this happened in a lab somewhere.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, it had to.
Like, I'm like almost, I think I'm 97% sure that at some point there was like a turkey baster.
Right.
And like two separate rooms.
A couple test
all
tubes.
All the lights off. Because I just don't know how
prayers,
that would happen.
Some voodoo.
Whatever, but congratulations to Tamar.
Yeah, I know she was having trouble conceiving, so congratulations, seriously, Tamar.
Oh, was she?
Yeah, she was having, they were having trouble getting pregnant, so I'm happy
for her.
I
almost feel bad now.
Oh, don't.
Almost.
Yeah, almost, but almost doesn't count.
So, good luck, Tamar. I hope you have a healthy and fantastic pregnancy.
The one thing I saw on, like, I think
hope
it was...
the baby has your husband's personality.
Well, I almost said that I hope it has, like, Tamar's features, but I don't remember what Tamar's original face looks like, so.
It looks a little bit like Tony's original
okay.
face.
Okay, well, that's not bad, so.
Anyway, so.
Good for her.
Little Kim.
What is that?
I know you have to kind of think really hard, right?
That's another person whose original face escapes me.
I just always have to think, crush on you, crush on you. Okay, I'm back. That's what I have to do.
She kind of looks like a geisha now.
She kind of looks like Trisha Takanawa.
What did Little Kim do?
So Little Kim got into it on Twitter with Wendy Williams. Sort of. I guess Wendy said something on her show about these horrible pictures that Lil' Kim has had online. Well,
oh, I've seen those photos. The ones that Lil' Kim said the media is like taking bad angles of her.
Right.
Like, bitch, that's not an angle. That's your fucking face.
Right. Your face is a right angle.
That's not a photographer that being shady to you.
It's an obtuse.
That's the fact. That's the fact that you paid somebody to mark your body up like a subway in Harlem entirely too many times.
Like,
and you just look manufactured, sis. Like, you just look horrible.
Like a horrible
Lil' Kim, I wish everybody would stop after the first nose job. Everybody looks perfect after the first nose job, and then they go too fucking far. Everybody. But anyway.
So basically what happens, I guess Wendy was talking about these pictures of her and probably said something shady. And so Lil' Kim got on Twitter and said the same bullshit about it being bad angles and look at the side by side and the other pic was photoshopped and all of her tight ass excuses. And then she said that Wendy is just mad because she sucked Biggie's dick back in the day and then he didn't want nothing to do with her ass after that.
I'm sorry, what?
She said that Wendy Williams gave the Notorious B.I.G.
Don't do it.
Some sloppy head. Ugh. And that he wanted nothing to do with her after that.
That's a visual I really don't need.
First of all.
Ever.
Ew.
I'm grossed out.
Secondly, but Kim,
didn't you like lick Biggie's ass every other hour? Like, what do you even mean? Are you putting somebody else on blast for being a hoe right now, sis? Because
isn't that exactly what he did to you?
Like, didn't you whore yourself out to Big and that's the only reason you're famous even now?
I just don't. I mean, I understand that she feels like she fucked her face up. Or, well, she doesn't feel that way because she won't take ownership for it. But I understand that she's sensitive about the way that she looks. And, you know, she was offended by, you know, whatever the fuck Wendy Williams said about her. Mm-hmm. But, girl, we all know that whether you and Biggie were in love, you slept with him.
Uh-huh.
And then he chose his wife. He chose Faith Evans.
Faith, right.
So, like, why would you say that? Like, first of all, don't nobody want to even know that. Secondly, like, why?
Like, I can't get past the fact that I don't want to picture that. I just can't. Wendy Williams, shaped like the average NFL linebacker, on her knees, giving head to Notorious B.I.G., whose belly is, like, draped over the back of her neck. I just don't want to picture it. And now I have to. So thanks, Lil' Kim. Did Wendy Williams address it on her show the next day?
Or? I don't watch Wendy Williams' show, but
I guess we'll never know.
Right. But this happened, like, I think the day before yesterday. It happened a couple days ago.
Did she at least deny it on Twitter? Like,
I haven't heard anything. I really don't give a shit.
Ugh.
I just thought
I feel nauseous. Like if you walk into your grandparents' house and you catch.
Okay, like, all right, I'm done. We're moving on.
No, because I had something really gross to say.
No, I know. Okay, so we're moving on.
Fine.
Nicki Minaj.
You're a hater, but oh god, somebody else. Okay, is the theme bitches with fucked up faces? Like, is that our theme today?
Nicki Minaj doesn't have. I don't think that.
Are you about to part your lips to tell a lie?
All right, so Nicki Minaj made this big headline because apparently that show that she's on that I don't know why people still watch, American Idol.
Whoa, whoa.
Apparently,
do they still do that little whoa, whoa?
Bitch, I don't know. I don't watch it.
Okay, well,
the point is, they were filming, I guess, the first live tapings this week for the top 10.
Oh, yeah, the top finalists. 10 on Idol, yeah.
And they started the show. And three judges walked out.
Are you serious?
They sat down and Ryan Seacrest had to basically explain that Nicki Minaj was late.
No.
And then she was like on the highway.
On live TV?
On live
TV.
You are
shitting me.
Bitch, the clips are there. I watched it today.
She just walked in late like, oh, hey, y'all. No big deal. Live TV.
My lower intestines went into submission, like from the laughter. Let me explain something to you.
Please do.
To watch those three judges walk out.
I know Mariah was like,
sit down. Oh, Mariah was like laughing. At one point, what's the one who looked like a wet grape? What's his name? Randy. When Randy looked over to Mariah,
did you say a wet grape? I hate you.
I could not remember his name. Whatever. They just shared like a Kiki moment and like this shady.
We tried to tell them about this bitch.
The shady shake of the head.
So what did Nikki say when she walked in? Like,
well, I didn't see that part of the clip. I don't really give a fuck. I just think that it's hilarious that she was late on, and then Ryan like shaded the fuck out of her, like, three times.
Really?
Yeah, because he came out and he was like, this is American Idol live and on time. And he was like, let's introduce three out of your four judges. Like, he shaded the
shit. I love when white gays get shaded. Wait, is Ryan Seacrest out?
I don't think so.
Oh, well, anyway, I love when white gays get shady. Because they get clever. And that's funny. But Nicki Minaj, I mean, doesn't she make $10 million doing that show?
I think somewhere around that ballpark. Somewhere in the
millions. $10 million and your black ass can't be on time?
She was probably...
Did she even give a reason? Was she just like, oh, sorry. I was giving Wayne head in the backseat.
Listen.
My bad.
Nicki Minaj, first of all, I'm just very, very thankful that she is learning to dress her age and stop going out looking like a gummy bear fairy princess.
Yeah.
Fucktard. Like, I don't...
Looking like a Harajuku Barbie, Hello Kitty, I don't know, just bullshit threw up all over her. Along. Yeah.
Like, mm-mm. All of that. I sincerely appreciate that she has had someone come in as a consultant for those wigs.
Yes. I'm glad she fired whichever young, overzealous gay was doing her wigs before.
Because, bitch.
Because, listen, and this is a huge problem I have with Nicki Minaj. In Times Square, there is a giant, I mean, giant Mac billboard. It is fucking huge.
The Viva Glam.
The Viva Glam. Mm-hmm. And Nicki Minaj did a Viva Glam campaign. And of course, she's, you know, lightened to all hell, whatever. She looks fantastic. Her body looks fantastic. No matter how much she paid for it, it looks good. However, Nicki is wearing a giant curly blonde wig and bone straight bangs. And I don't get it, because that is some shit you see in rural Oklahoma at the trailer park when people are like out back eating mayonnaise sandwiches and going fishing in the creek and like walking around without any shoes on.
Wait, going fishing in the what?
In the creek. It is just, it is some...
Wait. So we will get back to Nicki Minaj in 1 second. In the what?
In the creek.
Like the creek?
That's what I just said.
Please keep going.
People who like eat beans out of cans with their fingers. Like, that is the hairstyle you see. Bitches who, like white girls who wash their hair and then put gel in it and braid it up. And then the next day they take it down and then they flat iron those bangs and they go to school. That's what Nicki Minaj's hair looks like. And it's fucking embarrassing that a black woman looks like that in the middle of Times Square. So all those tourists who come through Times Square every day have to look at that bullshit and be like, yep, that's an American black woman right there. And the bitch is not even American. Pisses me off. Curly hair and straight bangs. Really? Is this 1993? Are we in seventh grade? It's not okay.
Well, I'm just thankful that she has had someone discuss her wig life with her.
She looks much better now. Like, I saw some photos of her maybe a couple weeks ago and she looked decent and human and not like she was bleaching her skin and the hair was nice. So I'm really looking forward to her looks anyway. I don't like her music and never have, but I'm looking forward to at least looking at her if she's going to continue with this make under. But sweetie, that who signed off on this? Who said, yes, girl, you know what you need, girl? Curly wig, straight bangs. The bitches won't be able to take. It just pisses me off because who does that? Like, really, who does that?
I get it. So, Nicki.
That's some Arkansas shit. It's okay. Not right, but it's okay.
Thank you for finally dressing like a grown up. And I hope that you really get back to rapping and stop trying to be Sailor Moon.
Well, I think after the Grammys snubbed her for Pink Friday, how many times can I re-release this album? She realized that if she didn't tone it down and start acting like a regular fucking person, she was never going to get a Grammy. I really think that's it. I think she's working on reinventing her image. And
Well, that's not fair because Lady Gaga has Grammys.
Well, Lady Gaga is talented.
All right, let's move on.
Okay, well.
Candy Burris, or however the fuck you say her. I really don't give a shit.
I think that's it.
Okay, close enough. She is suing Kim Zolciak, or however the fuck you say her last name.
I think that's right, too, actually.
Oh, well, yeah.
You're pretty good.
She's suing Kim for the Tardy for the Party.
Why?
Because, you know, like, there was this big stink after Kim put that song out and Candy saying that she never got any money for writing it. And
Because they didn't have lawyers or a contract or anything like that.
It just came out today that Candy filed a lawsuit.
So I guess they're not cool no more.
I guess they
honestly,
really
I don't
aren't.
Watch Real Housewives of Atlanta anymore because I'm kind of over it. But I do remember that episode where Kim came over to visit Candy in like her new house and she was like, this is so plain, this is so basic, this is so boring, this is so ghetto, this is so trashy.
Yeah.
And Candy was like, yeah, bitch, but it's mine. Like, I own this.
Right.
Like,
I remember this. Right.
Meanwhile, you're paying like $5,000 a month to rent that mansion. So, boop.
Yeah. So, yeah. At this point.
Whatever. Like, I mean, is there a dollar amount?
Like, well, it wasn't. I haven't seen. Yeah, but she's just saying that she's seeking the damages.
Well, good for her.
I mean, I kind of feel like kind of your fault. And she admitted at one point when she said she blamed herself because she didn't handle her business correctly.
Yeah, that's true.
So I kind of feel like, well, you know,
it is your fault, but that doesn't mean you have to take the L.
True, but then like, how much money did that song even like, how did that?
I don't know, but I think she said it was like a lot. Like there, it was a lot of money.
It probably made a lot of money on like iTunes.
It was hot for a while. Like you couldn't get away from it again in the gay club because I guess the standards are lower there, but it was everywhere.
Bitch, can I tell you? Hold on. Can I tell you?
Yeah.
That I went to a gay club this week.
It must be nice to party during the week.
They play.
I don't know that life.
They played Gone with the Wind. Fabulous.
What did I tell you?
And Gaze Twirled.
What did I tell you last week? You're going to learn to listen to me. I said it's going to go off in the gay club. And you said, I bet not see straight gay.
But I damn sure asked them queens for their mama's numbers. I got each and every single one of them numbers to call their mammy and tell them that this is happening. And a few of them, you know, but I ain't gonna say no names.
Well, please don't.
Right.
But I just want to point out that I definitely told you that was gonna happen. I'm not surprised.
Because you said it was going to happen.
Well,
so.
I mean, I do be knowing. But when I heard the song, I was just like, yes, this is some gay club shit. This is right up their alley. So
anyway, Tardy for the Party ain't take Kim Zolciak to the damn Grammys. I mean, I can understand if it made a decent little coin.
It's not 21.
Right.
Which, by the way, shout out to Adele, who has been on Billboard for 2 solid years. With 21 and has not once dropped out of the top 40. Bitch.
How?
Who is still buying that album?
Like, that's my question. Every single week, they're like,
Adele's in the top
Justin
10. We
Bieber
don't know why.
Came out, Taylor Swift, and here's Nicki Minaj's EP, and here's this. Oh, girl, yeah, Adele's still here.
Adele is diamond and climbing.
21 just sold in the past 7 days, 500,000 copies.
21 will not die. Like,
who the fuck is still buying this
CD? I know there was a surge after she performed at whatever award show that was, the Oscars. Mm-hmm. She did Skyfall.
Oh, yeah.
So after artists perform, they always see a boost in sales, but it's been 2 solid years.
2 whole years.
I love Adele because, and do you know why? Because Adele gives you vocals. Adele has a great personality. Adele doesn't need anything but that black frock and a seat in the middle of the stage and a mic. And that's it. And she will straight up tell you, I'm not Beyonce. I love Beyonce, but I can't do what Beyonce does. All I can do is sit here and give you a song.
And that is enough.
And that's all we need.
That is all we need. Adele doesn't need anything. All she needs you to do is hand her that microphone and tell her where you need her to stand. That's it.
And that's
or sit down.
Right.
Because she will give you a stool.
Right. Adele will pull out a bar stool like, listen, y'all know I'm not about to stand here all fucking night.
Right.
Let me sit on down, but I'm still going to give you these vocals, sis. I love Adele.
And the vocals
really
will
do.
Kill you.
At this point, I really feel like I'm just going to go buy 21 again because I just want to be part of the trend. Like, I just feel left out because I bought it when it came out and I just want it again. Everybody is buying. Like, who doesn't have this album?
Adele doesn't have to put shit out. Her next album is going to be called, like, 63. Because she doesn't have to put shit else out.
I feel like there are, like, children who have no family in, like, orphanages in Ireland who have nothing to eat but potato soup twice a day who have a copy of 21. Like, everybody has, the entire world, the fucking scientists in Antarctica have this album, the fucking koalas in Australia have this album, everybody breathing. My nephew has a copy of this album, he's 10 months old. Like,
they probably have people who, like, drop a couple copies off at, like, Michael Jackson's grave.
Yeah.
And, like,
I think at this point people are just buying it just because why not? Like, let's just break some records. Let's just break a record.
I got an extra 20 this week. Let me just go buy Adele's 21.
You know, I'm actually going to buy it tomorrow. I'm just going to go buy it. I'm dead ass serious, too. I'm going to put it on Instagram.
I cannot stop laughing right now because I know you're going to do this. Anyway,
what
I love you, Adele.
What else is going on in the... Yes, love you, Adele. So stunned by your success. Like, it's an amazing album, but girl, this is just... I mean, you deserve it, girl. Get cheese on your burger.
Every time.
Every time.
So, let's talk about some love and hip-hop drama.
Okay.
Or, as I like to call it, love and chancletas.
Chancletas. You know, my Rosetta Stone is really working.
Because what does that mean?
Shoe? Like a flip-flop type of shoe?
Yes. It's a magical little software program.
I only know because I live in Dominican Heights and the mothers are always screaming at their children, Caminando! Caminando! And so now I know, like, what these words mean, and I can kind of, like, when they're talking, I can.
So you don't need Rosetta Stone, because if you live up there, bitch, that is Rosetta Stone.
Yeah, but
all you gotta do is be awake.
I need to be able to say it back to them. I can, when they talk, I can kind of understand them, but I need to say shit back to them, like,
right.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay. So,
but anyway,
look at this tangent about language barriers.
We're so raggedy. What's going on Love and Hip Hop?
So I guess they just filmed the reunion either last night or the night before. It really doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah, whenever.
Whatever. But during the reunion, Consequence, I guess, punched Joe Budden like in the back of the ear. I don't really know how.
How do you punch somebody in the back of the ear?
The
back of the ear is like an inch and a half, maybe.
This is a quote from one of the people on the show.
Okay.
So that should explain that statement.
Somebody on heavy drugs.
Regardless, Joe Budden was walking out. I guess I got like a break in the middle of taping. And Joe Budden was walking out with his ex-girlfriend, Tahiri, which is like the really passionate Dominican.
Every time
one.
I hear that name, I think Tahiti.
Me too.
And then I think tahini, which is like some kind of healthy spread. I don't know. I see it at Whole Foods. But anyway.
They were walking out to go smoke a cigarette.
Okay.
And I guess Consequence like ran up on Joe and punched him in the back of the ear.
Okay.
And then they say that Tahiri like swung around and snuffed him, like punched him. And then security dragged them both off.
Oh, really? So,
right.
So I do remember hearing something about this, but Tahiri is the one, like the girl is the one who hit him back.
Yeah.
And this is, that's.
But yeah. And I remember, I saw you, I caught you on Twitter when you said this. I caught you. I be looking. Yes. So Joe is saying
Joe
that
Budden
security.
Joe Budden does not fight men.
He's saying that security pulled him to the side and like somehow got him locked in a dressing room.
That is the ultimate in bullshit.
But. Afterwards, this was on World Star Hip Hop. I don't watch it, but I heard because I just feel like World Star.
I can't watch World Star videos. I feel like they're just as bad for the black community as like crack cocaine. Can't do
so, anyway, this video emerged up on there in a couple of blogs of two men like jumping Consequence outside, I guess, when they were leaving, like in the street.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if one of them was Joe Budden, but they said that they were from Joe Budden's crew.
Whatever.
And so they like shot
what
him.
What is Joe Budden's crew? Is that like his coworkers at Wendy's? How does Joe Budden still have money from Pump It Up? Really?
I mean, well, I guess from this too. And he put out like, actually, he, you don't know rap shit.
He has albums?
Yeah. He just put out a new album. And then there's like two Slaughterhouse albums, which is a group that he's a part of. So he probably seen an increase. The Lord probably blessed him.
The only thing I know about Joe Budden is Pump It Up and the fact that he beats women. That is it. Well, I don't know shit about his music and don't want to know.
Anyway, the point is, this video showed these two dudes who are allegedly part of Joe Budden's crew shoving Consequence to the ground. Mm-hmm. And then Jen the Pin, his baby's mother,
that white girl,
screaming. Yeah. And
so my question is, why didn't Joe Budden just hit Consequence? Why didn't Joe Budden fight him?
I don't know.
Because Joe Budden doesn't fight men because Joe Budden's a bitch. He only fights women. And even then, only if they're pregnant.
Are you blocked by him?
I am. Do you want to know why?
I know exactly why.
Oh, okay.
I know the story. Do you want to tell everyone the story of how you got blocked by Joe Budden?
It's not an elaborate story. I was looking for an assistant at my old job in Oklahoma, and I told Joe Budden that if he wanted the job, it was his. And I'm pretty sure. Oh, wait. No, that's not it. That's when I found out I was blocked. He blocked me because...
Right, because I didn't know that story.
That happened. That's when I found out he was blocked. Because I was like, listen, Joe Budden, I know you haven't had a job in a really long time. I need an assistant. So if you're willing to relocate to Oklahoma, the job is totally yours. And then I found out he blocked me. But he actually blocked me because he tweeted something about all you fake smart niggas always be on Twitter talking about how smart you are. Twit pick your degree. And I retweeted and said, twit pick your spot on Billboard.
That's when he blocked
And
you.
He got so angry. Just like somebody not on Billboard. What you gonna do, fight me? Actually, yes, he would fight me. Wait, no, Joe Budden, my pregnancy test is negative, so you might not fight me. Let me get knocked up. Let me get about 8 to 10 weeks
alone.
Let's just
keep this
so he can kick my fingers out because that's what he likes to do.
What, Joe Budden? You cannot stand Joe Budden.
I can't.
And I knew this.
And you still brought it up.
The reason I brought this up, because I knew you were going to say everything that just came flying out your mouth.
I don't respect men who hit women, period. I
go
in,
you didn't do it.
I talk about... Sweetie.
I just wanted to see
now, listen,
your reaction to
I
it.
Was born at 10:56 a.m., but not today.
Listen, so the point of that entire story
is this. Fuck Joe Budden.
Consequence and Joe Budden. And I guess Tahiri got into an altercation, and Jen the Pin called the police.
Of course the white woman called the police. They don't fight back.
Smart.
White people be like, oh, no. Where is my phone?
That was the wise goddamn decision, because you know what happened when she threatened to call the police? Them niggas left.
Yes. That's it. All you have to do is say police, and niggas be like, I got warrants.
Right. And that was that.
And that is the end of that.
So she knew what the fuck she was doing. Anyway.
Well, all right, white girl.
So, woo, God. That's the end of Hot Topics.
No, it's not. Really?
Yes, it is.
I feel like we had so much fun. How is it over already?
Well, it's not over because we have a couple other things to do.
Oh, okay.
There's still the read.
I had one little thing that I wanted to talk to you about just to see if you had heard of it.
Is this not?
No, it's so fun. It's okay. Like a fun piece of news. So President Obama is in Vogue, the April issue of Vogue.
Yes.
Michelle Obama's on the cover. She's on the inside. Like, the photos are by Annie. Don't make me pronounce that last name. And she looks amazing. Annie Leibovitz something. I don't know. I can't say the name.
Okay, I know who you're talking
about. Annie Leibovitz.
Okay.
And so, but anyway, President, they did a great interview for Vogue coming out in April, the April issue. Mm-hmm. And Michelle Obama was kind of like teasing the president, saying, you know, he's the type of guy to brag about having the same khaki pants that he had when he was 20 years old. And the president said, Michelle is like Beyonce in the Upgrade You song. She came along and upgraded me. And I just said, do you see how much I love the president of the United States? Like, first of all, the interview is fantastic. Like, Vogue is quickly becoming like one of my favorite magazines. But for him to quote, upgrade you, and then compare Michelle to Beyonce in the song, it just made my little Stan heart so warm. And it really set the tone for my entire day. And I just wanted to share it with you in case you hadn't heard about it yet.
No, I hadn't.
Isn't that fantastic?
That's really warm.
Yeah. So when Vogue comes out, we'll get it together and we'll sit there and stare at the pictures. and read the story and just die over how the Obamas are totally Beyonce stans.
Yes.
They really, like, they really are.
Like, they real life stand for Beyonce.
And Beyonce real life stands for them.
Right.
I just love it. I love them. I wish he could be president forever.
Me too.
I'm so sad it doesn't work like that.
I wish that it did.
So, but anyway, that's my fun little positive moment. Since we spend so much time talking shit, I thought I would say something nice.
Keep it real. You said that because somebody on the last podcast said that you're super negative.
Actually, people do say that all the time, but like they say that every day. So that's not new. I just wanted to say something nice. Just to prove that I can be nice every now and then.
Crystal
and also
is actually a really nice person, but she also just does not hold back when she has something negative to say, and she doesn't give a fuck how you feel about it.
Well, here's the thing. I dish it out and I can take it. I'm not sensitive.
Me too.
But you kind of have to get past the whole bitch wall that I have up to get to the nice part. And most people don't get past the bitch part. But I feel like I'm very kind to like random strangers or whatever. I'm not just mean to regular random people. There are people that I talk about, but believe me, I have my reasons.
Yeah. I've never heard you like really.
I don't just pick fights with people. I'm not that type of person. But I just really, really honestly, when I heard about the story this morning, I was just like, Kid Fury's going to die for this.
Well, I love that they stand.
Yeah. I just think it's so cute. So.
Alrighty. Woo! Well, let's dive into some questions.
Ooh.
From home.
From home?
From listeners.
Yay!
I got actually a couple emails that I like.
This is from asktheread@gmail.com?
Yes.
Great.
So, I can't, like, do all of them, and I guess I'll save some for other times, but...
Okay.
Wandering Star asked, what is the funniest thing that you've seen on the subway?
The funniest thing I've seen on the subway. It's gotta be, I don't know if this is really funny, but I saw two grown men doing lines of coke. Like, just sitting on the train doing lines of coke.
Oh my God, I was there.
Yeah, we were on the train together, actually coming from fucking Brooklyn.
Yep.
And that's like three times that I've been to Brooklyn since I moved here. And that's one of the reasons I don't fucking go. Because you come home and you see some shit like that. But other than that, I don't really see a lot of funny things. Like, there aren't funny things. There are just things that get on
actually, on the way here, I saw a little man selling hot churros on the train. And I have a picture of it, which I'm going to Instagram later.
You know, the hustler spirit is so deep in New York.
Mama said, fuck your recession.
How does she keep the churros hot?
Like,
does she wrap them in foil or something? Does she like cook them?
No, it was really a man. I said mama to be shady.
But I hate you.
No, I don't know. But I think they were wrapped in foil. I don't remember. Yeah. I took a picture and I'm going to Instagram it. But like, I was like, look at this little man out here making, and he was making his
selling
coin.
Churros. What were they, like a dollar?
I think he was selling each one of them for a dollar. And guess what? He got some money.
I was gonna say, he probably had a few hundred by the end of the day.
I almost wanted to buy one, but then I was like, wait, I don't know.
That's disgusting.
Right. That's no different than buying these damn hot dogs on the street.
Oh no. Probably the funniest thing I see on the train is when people get into arguments or fights. I love those because I love fights.
Well, I've seen you get into arguments and near fights.
You have seen me damn near fight like a 6'6" man on the train, but
actually,
we don't have to tell that story today.
Actually, I remember that after reading this email, I was going to talk about that.
Oh no!
But I'll save that.
We'll save it.
Someone remind me to.
I just love when people get into like strangers get into arguments on the train. It's hilarious because other random people always jump in. New York is a mess. Like, don't get me wrong. I love
this city.
It's
a mess, but it's fantastic.
It is. It's
like,
fantastic.
It's a fantastic mess.
It is a glorious mess.
Whatever. Oh, they also asked, what up-and-coming musicians and or stars do you just not see it for? And I know who you're going to say.
Okay. Well, so you might as well answer that question because everybody knows who my answer is. And it's Azealia Banks. Okay. Do you not see it for anybody?
I don't see it for Taylor Swift, and I won't ever see it for fucking Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift is not up and coming. Taylor Swift is here.
Damn. Okay. Well, other than that, I think I'm
I like good. Most new artists because most new artists don't have an attitude problem.
Except for Azealia.
Because most of them know better than to act all arrogant. They have the good sense to be humble because you haven't made it yet.
Most of them. That's
most
true.
Of them. However...
Well, I still love Iggy. Iggy's still kind of up and coming. She's just got signed.
Love Iggy Azalea.
So I'm really proud of her. I loved her video.
Love Iggy, love Shauna Peasy.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the rapper Shauna.
No, love Peasy.
I always just say Peasy. I love Peasy too.
Yes.
And I can't really think of any up and coming musicians that I don't. Is Justin Bieber not? Is he? He's here too, right?
Are you fucking kidding me? Justin Bieber, I saw this on one of my favorite gossip blogs, crunktastical.net. Shout out to Fresh.
Love you, Fresh.
Justin Bieber made $6,621 an hour last year.
What?
$6,621 per hour.
That little queen is loaded.
I commented and said, why did I even bother learning to read? That is, are you shitting me? That is.
Well, money can't buy happiness because mama is running around London fighting paparazzi, passing out at shows, being late to shit, smoking
weed. Yeah, he's done with that.
The smoking weed part.
Right. No, I mean, this is, he kind of is going down that Amanda Bynes path where he needs to quit calling niggas.
Yes.
Quit hanging out with the black people. You know, they're fucking your life up.
White people, I'm letting you know right now that you are not about this life to have the time. It's just not for you.
You running around with little C's and shit. This like, can't
if you
end well,
grow
Justin.
Up in the hood. Just don't.
Justin, save
stop
yourself.
Contacting hood niggas. Like,
Justin
don't.
Bieber, you have so much money. Fuck everything. You don't have to put out another album, single, tour. Grape Nuts commercial, nothing. Just go sit down with your millions of dollars and enjoy the rest of your
just
life.
Just be fucking wealthy.
Fuck this bullshit. Go buy you a person or an island and just enjoy yourself. Like, you have all the money you could possibly want.
Right.
But leave these niggas alone, because don't ever let me make it. The niggas I know now gonna be the only niggas I fuck with then. I'm not meeting no new niggas, and I put that on my mama.
Anyway, so someone else had asked an amazing question.
Okay.
And they said, I don't know if they want me to say the name or not. Well, it's not here. Never mind. They asked if you experienced any discrimination from friends or family after you came out.
That's a really good question. Not on the friend side, because most of my friends encouraged me to come out to my family. And I came out in high school. So it was like senior year in high school. I was 17 years old and just really full of emotions and not sure what I was doing or why I was feeling this way about girls. But I had some really close friends who helped get me through that. And throughout my adulthood, when I come out to friends, it's not been a big deal. Family has been, I mean, a little less receptive, which I would understand because it's these are people who have known you your whole life.
Right.
And they just don't, I guess, expect that from you. But my family is really, I mean, really, really dope and fantastic and close and everybody knows, and it's like not even an issue. So I can say that we don't talk about it often, but we don't sit around and discuss anybody's sexuality often.
That's just true.
Everybody knows, and it's just whatever. Like, I'm still in the family. I'm still me. So,
right.
Yeah. So no, I've actually been really blessed in that department. I wasn't shunned or, you know, kicked out of my family or anything
well,
like that.
Well, I was actually extremely blessed as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I told this story on Twitter when it happened. I didn't ever really come out to my family. I did with my friends because I was way more comfortable too. But I didn't do that until I think maybe I was 17 or 18.
Yeah.
Like, I was already in college. But I didn't really come out to my family. My doctor kind of outed me.
What?
Yeah.
Can doctors do? Oh, well, I guess if you're a minor, they can. But that just seems fucked up.
Yeah, it was pretty fucked up.
Wow.
Like my physician had told, or actually it was my pediatrician, I think, who had told my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was because, I don't know, I was maybe like 16 or 17.
So you told your doctor and then your doctor told your grandma.
Right.
Wow, that's fucked up.
And my grandmother told my mom. And so, like, I'll never forget, it was September 11th, 2011.
Mm-hmm.
And we had dinner as a family and, like, it was kind of awkward. I think I was, like, really upset at my parents that day or something like that.
Yeah.
And my mother asked my brothers to go in another room.
Oh, Lord.
And so it was just my parents and I, and they told me, you know, all this stuff.
Yeah.
And I really didn't say much, blah, blah, blah. Whatever. This isn't about being, it's not about coming out.
Right.
It's about, you know, whatever. And my mother basically just told me, like, you know, they kind of knew. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody always knows. Like, they already knew.
Right.
So, you know, it was an emotional moment when I did, like, when I was out with my family.
Yeah.
But I never really felt, like, discriminated.
Well, when my parents very first found out, it was because they were being nosy. And they went through my senior yearbook.
Mm.
And one of my, there was rumors going around school that I was gay and one of my friends was also gay. And I went to a pretty gay high school, so it wasn't a big deal. It was just like, oh, Crystal's gay, blah, blah, blah. And so the other girl, the rumor wasn't true about her, but it was true about me, obviously. Mm-hmm. And so she wrote in my yearbook, from one lesbian to another, it's been a great year, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. My parents were looking through my yearbook, found it, and flipped out. Like, my mother and father were in their bedroom, and they were like, get in here. Like, they had a fit. But that was, I don't even know how many trillions of years ago, and it's just, it's a non-issue.
So, yeah, I think that, you know, I've been, my family, and I had a really big issue coming out with my family. I told myself I was never going to do it until I moved.
Yeah.
Because I just felt like, I don't even want to be in the same city as you.
Like, maybe the distance would be safer?
Right.
Yeah, so, I get that.
Because they're Jamaican.
Right.
And that's some shit that's like, as soon as you come out of the womb, they let you know. So none of that gay shit.
Oh,
like,
no.
Before the doctors even clean you off. Like,
wow.
None of that gay shit.
We just want you to know.
I'm exaggerating.
Tiny
but
little infant, still covered in blood and uterine fluid, that you're not allowed to be gay.
So I always had an issue.
I don't love it. Yeah. Well, I mean, and because my parents flipped out like that, that was, you know, right after I finished high school. So I went off to college feeling like I couldn't talk to my parents about my sexuality. So every time I had an issue with my girlfriend, it was like, I don't really know who to turn to because right. I can't turn to my parents and talk to them about having a problem with a girlfriend because, you know, they're not, they, when I told them I had a girlfriend, they kind of, or when they found out, they flipped out. So, but again, it took time. And I think what's really important is that I was willing to talk to them. They were willing to talk to me. It wasn't like a, we don't love you anymore, get the fuck out of our house type of situation.
Well, after that discussion that my parents and I had, there was no other discussion.
I will say though, that I have not brought a woman to meet my parents since my very first girlfriend.
I have never and will never bring anyone that I'm even remotely interested in to meet my parents. I will not do it. And it's because my mother had told me, like, I guess when I was younger and she suspected that I was gay, she was like, girl, if you are
what I think you are.
If you are, I'm just letting you know I'm never going to accept that.
Oh, no.
And that, you know, if you're ever dating or in love, I don't want to know about it. Don't bring them around me. And I feel like when we talked about it, like on whatever, 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
that she was kind of a little bit more like receptive
yeah.
to it and open or whatever.
She'll come around.
But then like the day that I was moving, she was like, you know, we have to pray over like your moving and just pray that you'll be great in New York. And then she like ended the prayer with like, Lord, get this gay demon out of my son.
Oh, damn.
The day I left.
So then you get on the plane with like, oh.
Okay. So there's that.
So we're still there. Okay.
Whatever. At the end of the day, I love my parents to death and I will fucking kill you or I will die over my family.
Right.
But
absolutely.
It's just,
but
I live my life for me.
Yes. That is a very important lesson that I learned. If I live my life and date who my parents want me to date, it is never, ever, ever going to be okay.
Right.
Like I love my family and I'll do anything for them, but my own happiness comes first.
Absolutely.
So
once I got over trying to please my parents, ooh, my life was so much freer.
Yeah, but I will say, if your parents are super homophobic and you still depend on them for food, shelter, money, clothing, etc., you might just want to stay in the closet until you're on your own.
Shut up.
Because you don't want to be homeless. That's all I got to say about that.
All right. So if you have any questions, concerns, stories, if you want advice, whatever the fuck,
mm-hmm.
email us at asktheread@gmail.com and we might cover it on a future show. So now we're ready for to close out the show.
Mm-hmm. We are.
The read
of the week.
What do you have?
Well, I don't know. There's so many different things that get on my nerves. But I think today what's really got my goat is hypocritical people.
Speak on it.
So I love a good shit talking. Everybody knows this about me.
As do I.
I love it. And like I said earlier, I dish it out, but also I can take it. And if I talk shit about somebody, it's public knowledge. Like, right. I'm not the type of person to talk bad about people that I genuinely consider friends, like to criticize them or say shit about them without also telling that person. Like, I had an issue with a friend last year who I felt like was really getting out of pocket and doing too much. And I said something to another friend, and I also said it to her.
Right.
So I'm not the type of person where you're going to find out that I said some shit about you and you didn't already know it, right, if we're friends. But I know some people who have a problem with me because I'm very outspoken about what I like and what I don't like and the people that I like and I don't like. And I don't give a shit if they know it. I don't give a fuck about, like, if you're not my friend, I probably don't give a fuck about your feelings if I don't like you. So if I talk shit about you, that's just some shit that I do. And right, I don't feel bad about it. But what you're not going to do is talk about me for talking shit when you are talking shit about that exact same person. You're just doing it behind their backs where they can't see it. That's what pisses me off. If you want to say, oh my God, Crystal, you're so mean. You're such a bitch. Why do you talk about blah, 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 blah? That's fine. But don't say that shit to me. If you talk about that person, you just don't do it on the internet or to their face where they can see it.
At least they know that Crystal said it.
I will stab you in the front. You are never going to be surprised that I have some shit to say about you. You're never going to be like, I can't believe Crystal doesn't like me. No, bitch. You saw it coming because right, I said it. I said it on the internet. I said it to your face. I said it to your mama. Like, I said wherever the fuck. You know that I don't like you. But the people that you silently kiki-ing with and you think are your friends, but all the while they're sneaking behind your back and talking shit about you, that's somebody I'll never be. And I don't appreciate when those people have a problem with me because I'm out with it. I don't believe in that sneaky shit, especially with people I don't give a fuck about. Why am I worried about your feelings? Fuck your feelings, bitch. If I don't like you, I don't like you. I'm gonna say it.
Right.
And that's fine. That is really okay. And it's okay for people to say, Crystal, you're being mean. Because sometimes I am mean and I need to be checked on it. But do not come for me about being a bitch if you're talking shit about that same person. You're just doing it where they can't see it. Because I don't respect it.
That, ladies and gentlemen, was a read.
Woo, let's turn the page. What's your read?
I'm just so thankful that you gave a real read because, bitch, I ain't got one. I was going to be like,
your life is just sunshine and puppies and you don't have anything to rant about.
Only thing I want, I just don't know how I haven't gotten laid, but that was,
oh my
like,
God.
Why I haven't, but that's
okay,
it.
Okay, you're like my little brother, and I swear to God, I don't want to think about that. So if you could
if you could literally never,
I want to puke right here in the studio, like all over the mic. Like if you could never say that again.
Well, what I meant was like, have a hug. Bitch, whatever.
Bitch,
listen.
You don't even know hug.
Listen.
You had some penis.
I think that like courting and dating and shit is different in New York.
Well, like, I don't know.
The mannerisms it might be. From...
You know what I'm used to in Oklahoma? Somebody coming to my house and picking me up and taking me somewhere. But here it's like, what you gonna do? Take the train to my apartment and like we're gonna ride together? Like it just seems awkward. Like what?
Like meet me at this street in this avenue.
Right. No, girl. Meet me on 46th and 8th and we're gonna walk down to the Shake Shack. Like what? I don't know. I don't even know. It just seems like it's a weird, awkward thing and I haven't, obviously, because we talked about this last week, haven't started dating yet and really not in a rush to. I'm still getting used to being in New York. I'm still getting used to being a person who lived in Louisiana and Oklahoma my entire life. Now I live in New York City. I need some time to get used to this.
I'm from Miami where it is 80 goddamn degrees every day.
Don't get
and
started.
I moved to New York and I've been here months, almost.
We're a few months different.
A few months different. But you know what I need, bitch? A date.
Really?
Yes.
I really don't. I really feel like I still need time to myself to figure out my place in New York City before I start dating or spending time with other people in that way.
The problem is, for me anyway, mm-hmm. and we already discussed how you're unable to live, but I'm joking.
That was the single funniest thing anybody has ever said to me. But please continue.
The problem, I think that it's different. You know, you are grown and you're a female and you're like powerful. So you just don't give a shit.
Powerful.
Yeah. Like you just have a commanding presence. But that's not the point. The point is that me, gay men are just, there are just so many hoes.
I really feel like gay men, that's a road I wouldn't want to go down. Like, if I were a gay man, I would be like, oh, fuck, now I gotta date gay men. Like, shit, here we go with this shit.
It's so unfair.
It just seems like to be such a task.
There's so many hoes. Like, no one believes in dating. It's all this grinder bullshit, and he's 10 meters away, right. And all that freaky fuck shit, and
Grindr going to the damn A4A clubs, and BGC.
And nude photographs, and all kinds of... Because, you know, like, with straight men, you already know how a straight man can be, like, sexually. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
So...
Assholes.
Imagine that, but two of them, like, two men... sexually desiring, just like whoring, all of that,
just hoary.
No one gives a fuck about how your morning was. They want to nut, like, so that is,
so you're looking for more than just sex. Like, you're looking for a boo.
I'm looking for a date. Like, I'm just looking for, like, positive
and not like
interaction,
not like a date at a gay bar where you end up having sex 10 minutes later, but like a real one.
Because gay dates are like, you looking, and then someone, or like, do you host? And then someone comes over.
Oh my God, I can't. Ew, it sounds like a sex party.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to pray for you.
So this is what I have to deal with.
Your trials and tribulations.
I'm probably going to go to Sweet Heat in Miami this summer. Just find a stud.
Sis. Actually, G and I were talking about that, and I think we're going to go. But I'm not going for a stud. Please. I'm just going to go to have some fun.
I am. Maybe that's the life I need.
I mean, maybe. Because I've heard about studs and gay men being together, and it might be a good look.
Maybe having babies together and all kinds of shit. I don't understand how that part works.
I would definitely have a baby by a gay man, but I'm not a stud.
Well, there's a couple you can do it with.
Oh, I don't want to do it. Oh, my God. No. Let's go to a lab like God intended.
And Tamar Braxton did.
Right, right. No, we have to do this the sterile way. Ew, you're not going to put that near me. Oh, my God. What? No.
Okay, so that was, I guess, my read, and I didn't even realize it.
It was in your spirit, and you didn't even know it.
I didn't even know it. It just came out anyway. God is good. He will.
He is. Every time.
Anyway, happy birthday, Asante.
We said this again, so.
I know, but we kind of recorded this.
Taped,
whatever, yeah. This before.
Happy birthday to my friend, Kyra.
Uh-huh.
And... gosh, I think we're just about done. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that we're pretty finished.
Don't forget that the read is now on iTunes. So subscribe, download, enjoy the podcast. If you're listening on the train right now, I hope you have a seat. I really feel your pain if you're on the subway right now. I just know that I'm your sister.
Some subway and the subway struggle. Should not.
Let's not do this because we went on a whole tangent last week about the fucking train.
And it hasn't got any better.
It's not going to. It's never going to get better. However, sometimes I see like what the subway used to look like. Like if you look out the windows, you can see like the old subway and it's like graffiti everywhere. And that's where the rats live now. And it's just like, okay, this is the New York. That's the New York my mother pictures. She pictures like New York of 1992. And so I have to like reassure her, I'm okay. It's pretty safe here. If I put headphones on, men usually don't try to talk to me, so I'm okay. Like, no, seriously, as a girl, you have to do this. Like, you cannot leave the house without headphones. Because as soon as you hit the door, 6 Dominicans are going to ask you for your number. And it's going to get worse throughout the day.
Then I'm going.
And it doesn't matter what you look like.
I'm getting a wig and some fucking sneaker wedges. And I'm going to get some numbers.
Oh, you think you mean?
Yep.
It's not that no desirable man hits up a woman like that. It's always the niggas who are missing several teeth and chromosomes and don't have,
You know what?
Good
I've already
or jobs
said,
or deodorant or showers.
I've
or
already
homes.
Said how I feel about the female struggle. And we're not going. Maybe we'll do that next time.
Yeah, let's do it next time.
Because that is something we could talk about for an hour.
Shout out to everybody who has been so supportive and have sent us so much love over the past couple weeks about the show. I personally really, really, really appreciate it. I think it's so sweet. I mean, I'm sure you do too, but I'm just speaking for myself.
You're so stupid. I was going to say that Crystal would say, you know, that she definitely interacts with y'all more than I do.
I was just actually about to put you on blast and say, because I'm not anywhere near as popular as Kid Fury, I'm a lot more likely to reply to people who say nice things or ask questions. So I think people have picked up on that because I get a lot of questions and people know that I'm the only one who responds.
That is not true.
Yes, it is.
Whatever. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting. Hit us up on iTunes, SoundCloud, Twitter. I'm Kid Fury.
I'm Crystal.
And we will see you whenever the fuck we get back, if we're allowed to.
Bye, guys.